I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne, all that. Little scotch on the rocks,
wow,
and I'm fine.
Wow, wow. What? A week. What a week. Week we're gonna have. What a week. What a weekend. And now that I'm all here, settled, and all that kind of stuff. Because I was on a road trip. I'm not road trip. First of all, have you ever traveled somewhere where the weather conditions change? I have. And they changed drastically. Like, it went from hot to hotter. I didn't think there was any hotter. Like, you know how they all say, well, you know, if you're going to be in Florida, like, be prepared for some heat. That was definitely not the case. I don't know why they talk about Florida so much when it's definitely like Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi that are really hot. I think it's more the humidity, which begs the question, like I said, where have you gone that changes drastically? Like, some people were like, oh, well, let's prepare for the cold if they're going to, like, I don't know. Let's say New York. Or even, like, Alaska. You know? For whatever reason, if you're going to Alaska. It happens, though. There are some people who are like, I want to go to it. I do. I would love that. I mean, for one, isn't that the only place that you can see the Aurora Borealis? I'm sorry for the sound. I think that's even a place that you can see the Aurora Borealis, though, right? I would love to see that. I think a lot of people would. And not just because it's, like, beautiful and things like that. Also, like, it's a unique experience, right? And I think anytime you do, a road trip or travel anywhere, it's a unique experience because there's a lot happening. There's sights that you haven't seen. There's things you get to do, things you get to try that you haven't ever tried before. And I think that's important in life, like to do things, to adventure. Like some people like to skydive or go jet skiing or travel and seeing new things and experiencing new things. And it's even better when you get to experience them with the people that you care about or loved ones. Right? I mean, that's just, I don't know, maybe that's just me. I know for a fact that I do definitely like to try new things and experience new things. Especially, I mean, I think this is something that everyone has in common, food. Trying new food from different places. And sometimes some people like to stick with the norm, though. Like, once they find something they like, they gotta stick with it. But to get to that something that you like, you gotta try other things. No, I really like fish. So, like, what kind of fish do they have here? You know, you're trying new things. You're experiencing different things. And I think that's part of the fun, right? Especially when traveling. Which leads me to my next question, which is gonna be the question of the day, which is, of course, why you stick around? That or the entertainment or the facts. I don't know which one it is, but we'll figure it out together as we roll through heading into the 4th of July, which is also going to be fun and a new experience for some people, maybe, or maybe an experience that some people don't like because of the noise or because it's constantly going, but we'll find out together. We're going to walk this road together, folks. And as we walk this road, we're going to walk right into a break. So hopefully you folks are ready for that. I want you to enjoy. Don't forget about the Wisdom app that you can listen to the show on. Don't forget about the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. Tons of ways to listen. Also, don't forget about the CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes, Music, Podcaster, which was formerly known as Anchor.fm. And I mentioned Wisdom, but I think I'll go ahead and mention it again because, I mean, there's so many great people on there, so many different things, so many different people to listen to, so many great people. And I want you all to keep that in mind as we take this break together. So keep it locked right here. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break.
Asking if you look okay, you know I'll say. When I see your face, there's nothing.
as we roll down this unfamiliar road.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for sticking with me. Once again, I've been on a road trip, and it's just been, the heat and the junk food. And by the way, what is the question of the day? Is what junk food, or what is the most unorthodox meal that you've had, or even at what time? You know, it could be a regular meal, but like, what time, what unorthodox meal have you had, and at what unorthodox time? Like, what's a weird time that you like had food? Because I know like road trips involve a lot of junk food, like snacks and sodas, and because that's like really like, or unless you find like a rest stop, you know, well, not a rest stop, but like a restaurant. Man, I had like, it was so hot that I was thinking about getting an ice cream bar. But then I was like, I don't want to fill up on like ice cream, because then I'm going to want water. And of course, like, water is like essential when you're driving anywhere. I would recommend getting one of those like thermals and like just putting a ton of ice in it, or getting two maybe and just having both filled with ice. That way, when the ice runs out of one, you have another one. I don't know. I tried a whole bunch of new places, though. But I stuck with the meals that I knew. Like grilled cheese. I, like, had a... What do you call it? I had a grilled cheese with fries, and then they put pickles on the side, and also a side of coleslaw. Now, I don't really eat coleslaw. But for whatever reason, this day I decided to try some again. And I took some fries and I dipped them in the coleslaw and I had it like that. And like not even 10 minutes later, like I had to stop at a rest stop and just, I spent like 30 minutes at the rest stop. And I'm not gonna say where, but it wasn't outside. And there's only really one place to go inside of a rest stop, you know? Oh my gosh. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the grilled cheese. It tasted delicious. But my stomach, like my taste buds completely like was not on the same record with my stomach. My stomach and my taste buds were not in agreement with whatever I ate. But I can't think of anything that's unorthodox that I've had. Other than like snacks maybe. Let me think here. No. Like, chips, maybe. But I don't think I had chips. I don't think I had chips, like, that whole time. You know? I think, these Pop-Tarts that were, Eggo waffle flavored. I think I had those, and that was pretty delicious. And, but they, I don't know, they were pretty good, but, like, I had to, like, have them cold, because obviously there's no toaster oven at rest stops or while you're driving, unless you want to put them on the car radiator. I wonder if anyone's ever done that, like, cooked eggs on, like, their car. And if you have, I want to know about it. Please let me know. You know the ways to let me know. You can message me on the Wisdom app, or you can message me on, you can call in at the Jukebox Radio. Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, and you can also message me on the Podcaster app, which was formerly known as Anchor.fm. So there's many ways to let me know, so there's no excuse. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about the unorthodox times that you've had meals, or unorthodox meals that you've had. I think like the weirdest thing is like the times, maybe. But even then, like if the restaurant is open, it's not an unorthodox time. So think about that. With that being said, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and get into some more fun stuff right here on The Daily Shift. Keep it locked.
by the wayside, like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I started a play.
Welcome back to the Daily Show, ladies and gentlemen, where we have you get double the fireworks because tomorrow is the 4th of July. And with the 4th, people are traveling, people going to stores and making sure they get what they need and visiting family and visiting friends and whatever the case may be. You want to be safe on the road. So these facts are coming from wheelscene.com. WHEELSCENE.com. And it's the 15 worst things that happen to your car on a road trip. And of course, all these facts have little passages, things that you can read in case you want to read a little bit more. Like number 15, a flat tire. A flat tire, that automatically seems disastrous. But that can happen. And number 14, a blown radiator, which of course I don't think anyone wants that to happen. You're cruising down the road when a steam starts bellowing from under the hood and your temperature gauge shoots into the red. Pull off the road immediately and call yourself a tow truck. Have the hose checked before you start your trip to avoid this nasty outcome. And number 13, a broken belt. Now, I don't think, it could definitely happen to me, so always be mindful of all these things that are going to happen. Number 12, brake failure. And you don't want that to happen, especially if you're on the highway or something, because if you're not following the speed limit and going and even if you are, 70 or 65, that's still pretty fast, not pretty fast, that's fast. If you're going 90 or whatever, if you can't hit your brakes, what do you do? And now, what is happening? Why all of a sudden is everybody, they know what time it is. I don't think they know that this is not the appropriate time. Neither is, by the way, speaking of phones, don't be on your phone while on the highway either. That's just, you shouldn't be texting and driving anyway. They say texting and driving, but especially on the highway, that's just reckless at that point. Did we do number 12? Yes, we did. Number 11, power steering failure. Power steering failure, yes. Power steering systems help make it easier for your car to handle, but when the pump fails or the rack springs a leak, you've got some serious headaches ahead of you. And I think just more than a headache at that point. Number 10, a dead battery, but that can happen anywhere. Just make sure you maybe should get a fresh battery before you start. Number 9, starter failure. And without an operable starter, you won't be able to go much of anywhere. So thankfully, they can be checked easily during a charging or starting system check. And number 8, locked out. You don't want to be locked out. And that brings me to another good point. Always make sure you have your cell phone in your pocket, even if you're going to get gas. Always make sure of that. And also, always make sure that you have one of those portable chargeable batteries, because you don't want to be somewhere when your phone's dead and all of a sudden you need help and now you can't do anything, Always have a portable charger, because if you plug it into your car, maybe you can cause more issues. Who knows? I don't know that much about cars, but I think that's a possibility. Just like it's a possibility that we're going to take a break, right? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into the entertainment. And then we're going to go from there. We'll see what happens right here on The Daily Shift. All you have to do is keep it locked.
I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a feeling that I never know.
And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But we're going to an NCIS. A lot of people really like that. I see why. It's kind of entertaining. But I feel like after a while, it's going to get become something happens, it's all the case. Like, and then if they don't stop the case, then I'm going to be upset. And like, where's my ending? You know? But I don't know. Tell me what you think about NCIS. So any other, like, Ron, Mother, or anything. I know there's a ton of them. Anyway. The other thing I'm going to do is, Insidious, the red book. I want to see this one because it's the end. I think it's the final chapter. Didn't they already have Insidious, the final chapter? Or not? I don't. But I do want to watch that movie. It seems stupid than the first one. And that's okay. Of course, I like the movies. But that being said, I hope you see it, enjoy it. I hope you have a fantastic 4th of July and have a fantastic week and had a fantastic weekend. But that being said, this is Daily Shift, and we will see you next time. I'm trying.